Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Look, I want to speak to someone about discontinuing my service that I'm supposed to be getting from you.
Give me a moment, sir. What is your name and what's your account number?
The account number is 813-119.
Okay.
My name is Wayne Hinkst.
But why you want to disconnect the service, Wayne? You just restarted the service with us.
Because you haven't done one thing that I was told you were going to do. I was
what
told
was
that you, just if you let me talk, I will tell you everything.
Sure.
I was told that I wouldn't have to do anything, that I was moving over with my mobile phone and my internet connection. Now, it turns out, of course, that that hasn't happened. And I'm getting two bills, one from you fellas and one from Bureauset. So to avoid any problem, I'll just switch back the Bureau Serve, because they seem to have people there that can function, whereas I'm not getting that sort of treatment from Melbourne Phone Company. It seems very, very dubious to me, some of the stuff with Melbourne Phone Company. So I want to just inform you that I'm not participating in whatever you... I've got a letter here from Bureauserve that thanked me for my continued trust and support. You people undertook to get me off them, but apparently you haven't. So if you couldn't do that, you surely wouldn't be able to do anything else properly either. That's the way I look at it. Whether that's right or not, I don't know, but I don't
but
like
when you are in a contract,
uncertainty.
You are in a contract with us. If you cancel, you have to pay a cancellation fee of $199.
Sorry?
You are in a contract with us for 12 months. If you cancel, then there will be a cancellation fee of $199.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to somebody. A manager of some description in your organisation, because you haven't complied at all with anything you told me you were going to do. I don't have to be involved with, you know, a substandard organisation, you know, whether, because, I mean, you've had obligations to carry out what you said you were going to do, which no one's done anything. So, yeah.
Fine, in that case, you need to email us.
To a manager of some description, please.
Please email us.
I'm not being offensive to you. I just don't like incompetence in my business or around me, and this is just reeks of incompetence, you know.
When kindly email us, then I'll ask my team to give you a call back.
All right. Okay. What do you want from me?
You need to email us, support@mphone.com.au.
I won't be contacting anybody. I'm going to talk to somebody.
Yes. First, you email us why you want the reason for the cancellation, and then we will...
I'm not going to email it. I've told you. Could you email it to your superior somewhere, please, what I have told you? This is what I'm talking about. This is unbelievable. I've never been involved in none of this sort of thing where no one seems to understand or be responsible. How can any company run like that run my affairs? Obviously, they can't, you know.
Then in that case, Wayne, please wait. I'll ask my team to give you a call back.
Righto. Thank you. What's his name?
I don't know exactly who will call you from the management, but I request a call back. It will take approximately 24 to 48 hours.
Righto.
No worries. Thank you for calling.